This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Imagine, if this makes sense to you, the entire state of Texas just melting away, disappearing completely. Now consider that that's how much smaller the Arctic ice cap is this year than its previous record melt just 5 years ago. With the obligatory caveat that global warming is most definitely not a good thing, there will be some winners out of this. The shipping industry, for one, which is going to be able to take some global shortcuts up north. But that might just make the warming thing even worse. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong has that story.
The downward plunge in ice mirrors a separate chart trending up. That'd be the prospects of an ice-free shipping waterway across the roof of the Earth. It's still experimental. 34 ships made the trek last year, carrying more than 800,000 tons of fish and minerals and gas. This year should surpass that, which makes Nick Nuttall nervous. He's spokesman for the UN Environmental Program. You see, ships spew not just CO2, but soot, which darkens the ice.
So that the Arctic and the glaciers on mountains can't reflect the heat back into space, and as a result, you get accelerated melting. So we've got a kind of unvirtuous circle.
In London today, a panel in Parliament pushed a halt to Arctic shipping. Still, industry consultant Paul Bingham at CDM Smith figures it's just a matter of time before it goes commercial. Sailing over the top can cut a trip by 30%, which of course means less fuel and less carbon dioxide spewed.
If we do this, we're actually going to substantially reduce our emissions. It's perhaps not so simplistic in terms of what the real costs and benefits are.
Maybe. But shipping and oil companies in the Arctic surely will take their hits in public. Is it fair? Energy professor Daniel Kamen at Berkeley doesn't think so.
Blaming industry is a cop-out because industry is supposed to react in fair and legal ways to the rules they're given.
The key, in his view, is for the Arctic nations to get the environmental rules right before industry and the melting race ahead. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.